Blog Talk Radio.
This is my show.
Say what? What did she say? What happened? Where? When?
And the question I've asked my whole life, why? And last week I shared with you how I felt like I had entered into a new flow in my life where everything is just all set, ready to go. And I'm just walking the walk with everything perfect. And apparently, I've cleared out enough of the old junk in my life, all of those old programs, you know, that weren't serving me anymore. And I've made some new space in my life now for thoughts that I'm thinking now. And I'm thinking that everything's just great. I'm healthy, wealthy, and getting wiser every day. And boy, what is happening is really fun. Now, last night, I went to a traditional despacho ceremony, which is an ancient Inca Peruvian prayer ceremony. And there was a man who sat in front of me at the beginning that seemed to be in a lot of pain. And at the break, he turned around and he said hi to me. And I mentioned to him that it seemed to me like he was in a lot of pain. And he said, yes, I am. I guess it's just my cross to bear. And I said, well, that's a very Catholic teaching. Are you Catholic? And he looked at me kind of funny. And then he said, well, no, but I think of myself actually as pretty lucky because there's so many other people in the world who are way worse off than I am, and what are you struggling with? So here at a very traditional, and I might say here was a very traditional, and I might say kind of typically masculine defense system operating here in three phases. First of all, he was seeking a sense of belonging and validation by identifying with a tried and true belief system that is buried deep within the uncollective consciousness of humanity that we all have a cross to bear. And then secondly, by comparing ourselves with others, and in this case, his ego had convinced him that he feels like he's better off than others. And thirdly, shifting the attention off of himself and onto me. And I just unabashedly said, you know, I don't have any struggles anymore. I'm living in the flow. And with that, he just quickly turned himself back in his chair facing towards the very traditional despacho ceremony table where he could find some sense of belonging since he couldn't find a fellow sufferer in me. Well, now, the despacho ceremony is quite lovely. I had never done it before. We began by taking three bay leaves in our hands, and we introspectively reviewed where we were in our life. The first bay leaf was for a prayer for our gratefulness and thankfulness for those things in our life that we appreciate. And with each thing I was grateful and thankful for, I breathed my thanks into the bay leaf. Then the next bay leaf was for anything in our life that was no longer serving us. And the leader offered a lot of things like anger or hatred or resentment or regret, any kind of post-traumatic syndrome, any disease in our body, any autoimmune system operating in our body, any relationship that's fulfilled its purpose, you know, just anything that is excess baggage at this point, you know, it's over, we're done, next, as my husband used to say. And with this bay leaf, since I do feel that I have processed so much stuff this year and last year, and I've just emptied out tons and tons of junk. So I breathed into the bay leaf to show me any other area that still needed to be dealt with and reassessed and realigned. And then the last bay leaf was for what we wanted to manifest in 2014. And I breathed into this bay leaf all my ideas I have for 2014. And then the shaman who was in charge of this ceremony came around to each one of us. And he took our bay leaves and he dipped them into red wine and sprinkled us on our crown chakra with the drops of wine. And then he took our bay leaves and put them onto the despacho table on a cloth that had been prepared with incense and sugar. And when everybody's bay leaves were all placed on the cloth, then the shaman folded up the cloth and wrapped it in wrapping paper, and he used Christmas paper with candy canes on it, and then tied it with a sparkling ribbon. And now this gift is going to be burned in a bonfire this Saturday night, which is December 21st, at the special winter solstice ceremony out in a park, which I'm going to attend. Because I see the significance of the fire as taking all of our prayers and transforming them into the original element of earth, where they are now in a state of purity for the elementals to now use to bless the earth with our thankfulness and to recycle the old energies to create new patterns and to help us realize our hopes and dreams for 2014. So although this was a traditional ceremony that goes way back in the culture of the Peruvian people, I felt that it was a true ritual in its highest form, and I was very greatly blessed by participating. Now this week I also finished a class that was the last class that I needed to take in order to graduate with my intuitive spiritual counselor board certification. The first classes were Consciousness Anatomy 1, 2, and 3, then Theta Healing 1 and Theta Healing DNA, and finally this last class, which was called The Art of Manifesting. It's taken me almost 2 years to take all of these classes, going every week and sometimes twice a week. And this last class was 3 8-hour days or 24 hours of instruction, contemplation, journaling, and clinical practice. Now, during this last class, I was shown who my master spiritual teacher is for this time. Now, Jesus is and always has been and always will be my master spiritual teacher. And you might want to listen to some of my shows in the archives about who Jesus really is and why he really came to planet Earth and what he's doing now. But now I've been given another master teacher. His name is Apollo, and he is going to teach me about the energies of the sun for revitalization. And I am so excited about this. Because also, if you've listened to my shows, you heard me talk about a moment in time back in 1970 when I went forward in a spiritual meeting to have hands laid on me for the empowerment of the testimony of Enoch. Now, in the Bible, it says that Enoch walked with God and was not. He just walked right out of here. He didn't have to go through the portal of death, but he broke that cycle of birth and death, and he stepped into mortality, taking his physical body with him, just like Jesus did when he ascended. And so now they can come and go as they wish. And many, many people have seen Jesus in his physical body, beginning with Mary Magdalene and then almost all the disciples and then countless others down through the history of linear time these last 2013 years. So way back in 1970, when I was only 36 years old, I desired to have that testimony of Enoch, and I have never given up on that idea. And now I am 79 years old, and I'm going to be 80 next year in 2014. And it's becoming more and more relevant to me to know and to learn more about how this is going to happen. So to learn that Apollo is going to teach me about the sun's energies for revitalization is very, very exciting to me. And all I'm going to be sharing, whatever it is I learn right here on my radio show, you can just count on that. You know what? And the title of my show will probably become more and more relevant as we go along as well. Say what? What did she say? It's a good thing with these shows are archived so that we can go back and listen to any show at any time over and over, because I re-listen to all the shows over and over that feature Dr. Bruce Lipton about the biology of cells, or Howard Martin about heart math, or Deepak Chopra or Tom Campbell, Dr. Chevalier, who's the PhD in atomic physics, or Jim Self on self-empowerment, or all of those other so many shows on Blog Talk Radio which discuss things like the ley lines of the earth or the grids, or, you know, in the physical sciences, or at the quantum level of physics, the morphic fields and fractals, and the paranormal, alchemy and crystals and essential oils. There's just so much information available today. I'm just like a kid at a candy store, just finding another and then another sweet thing I love more than the last one I tried. And I had my astrological chart done this week for the very first time in my life for free on Blog Talk Radio, which just really tickled the man who did it, Robert Phoenix. He said, "Are you an astrology virgin?" And I said, "Yep." But it wasn't surprising to me that he said that I had an Aquarius rising in my Taurus sun and a moon in Pisces. And he said, "You are always ahead of the curve, and you are the eternal student." How true, how true. I've been asking why my whole life. Now, Robert's show is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Free Association Radio on Blog Talk Radio.com. You just would go to www.blogtalkradio.com and in the search window put in Robert Phoenix. That's, you know, Phoenix, like Phoenix, Arizona. And all of his archived shows will come up, and you can also tune in live and have him look at your chart for you on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And his next live show is December 30th. You know, today is just a field day for those who seek the truth, with a capital T. We just don't have to be ignorant anymore of today's devices that attempt to manipulate and control every aspect of our lives. We are the one who has the complete say-so over everything that happens to us. We're judge, jury, and hangman. Or to put it a little more positively, we are the architect and builder, and we live in the building we create. Never in recent history has there been more power available to be your own boss, to create whatever you want in your life. It's never been as strong as it is right now. And as I look forward into 2014, it's just going to get better.
One of my favorite songs that I play for my brides at their wedding is Tim McGraw's Baby, I'm Amazed by You. It just keeps getting better. That should be our theme song for 2014. So back to my story of this week's my never-to-be-normal life again. Okay, so now I have a new master teacher, Apollo, who's going to teach me about the sun's energies for revitalization. And what I already know is that if we sit in the sun's rays for 15 minutes every day, we will never have cancer, because the sun has the pure and perfect radiation that can rid our body of diseased cells. You know, the membrane of our cell, we have, you know, millions of cells, and there's a membrane on each one of them. And that membrane is what says what's going to go into that cell and what is not going to go into that cell. And that membrane immediately recognizes the sun's radiation power, and it immediately allows access of the radiation into the cell. And this combined with our belief that the sun's perfect radiation would destroy anything in the cell that shouldn't be there, creates the result that our cell, every single one of them, can now operate according to the divine blueprint and create health for us, and we would not be sick. And I also know that we age because of the way the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes in the nucleus break off. And I also know that there is a very little known thing called an enzyme telomerase, which is made of protein and RNA subunits that can cause a cell to become immortal. Whew, doesn't that just give you a chill almost? Like, makes all the hairs on your body stand up on end, doesn't it? Immortality. So we're right on the brink of the discovering the true secrets. So I'm really looking forward to Apollo teaching me about these things. And so after taking this last class and receiving my intuitive spiritual counselor certification and learning that Apollo would begin teaching me about revitalization, I decided to begin a revitalization meditation. And I did my first one last week. Well, this week I got two pieces of mail. One was from my cousin who lives here in California, and she wrote that she had been going through some of her mother's things. Her mother was my aunt on my father's side, who passed a couple years ago. And she said she found this picture of me that she thought I would like to have, and she sent it to me in the note. Well, it's a picture of me when I was 22 years old. My husband was in the Air Force for 2 years after he graduated from law school, and we were stationed here in California, up in the San Francisco area, at an overseas processing base during Korea. He was in the Judge Advocates General's Department in charge of prosecuting AWOLs, because in that day, young men just didn't want to go to war, especially a war that just didn't simply make any sense, and they would run away. And the Air Force would have to find them, and then they prosecuted them, and then either provided them with some rehabilitation for war, or they discharged them. So my aunt and her husband lived in Orange County, and they invited us to come down for a visit. And my aunt had taken this picture of me. Well, there I am in the picture, 22 years old, black hair, no glasses, great big smile, all of my teeth, not 1 pound too heavy. I was gorgeous. Well, I put that picture on the front of my desktop computer where I can look and see it all the time. And then the next day, I got another piece of mail. And this one is from my cousin who lives back in Indianapolis, where I come from. And she said she was going through her mother's things. The exact same words that my cousin here in California had used. And her mother was my aunt on my mother's side, and she passed away last year. My cousin said she had found this newspaper article about me that she thought that I would enjoy having. And it was a picture of me playing tennis and a story about me just having graduated from high school and looking forward to going to Indiana University in the fall. There I am, 18 years old, stepping into my shot with a look of confidence and ability, ready to hit the ball. 18 years old, my hair black and shiny, my body toned and athletic, full of energy. And at 18 years old, I was a member of the Junior Whiteman Cup tennis team for the Riviera Club in Indianapolis. And our number one seeded player was Pat Stewart, who went on to play at Wimbledon. Well, I decided to hang that newspaper article up on my computer next to the picture of me at 22 years old, and I just marveled. Only 1 week meditating about revitalization, and already I am bringing in the energies of when I was between 18 and 22 years old. So now I'm beginning a weight training program to revitalize my arms and walking on the treadmill to revitalize my legs. And watch out, 2014, because Marcy Ann might be seen on the tennis courts in Laguna Woods Village. Okay, now if you remember, my daughter and I went on the Western Caribbean cruise in October. And we flew into New Orleans where we were going to board our ship. And I tried to get a room at the Hilton, as I am a Hilton Honors member, but they were booked. In fact, every hotel in New Orleans was booked that weekend because three cruise ships were leaving from the terminal, the Saints were playing, and it was Halloween time when New Orleans is almost like Mardi Gras. So the only place that had a room was the Omni, and they advertised that on the internet that they had one room. And I grabbed it, even though it was $429. But we wanted to be right in the French Quarter, you know, not 50 or 60 miles out with no transportation to the port. Well, I am a really spoiled Hilton Hotel Honors guest. I'm used to staying at the Hilton and being treated like the most special person in all the world, sleeping in the most decadent and sumptuously comfortable bed in all the world, and eating the best food in all the world. And I have never paid $429 to stay at a Hilton. Far from it. Even at the Hilton in Honolulu and the Hilton in New York City. Well, our taxi brought us to the Omni, and we got out of the taxi, and there was no one to help us with our bags. We dragged them in the front door of the Omni, only to discover that the front desk was a 15-step stairway up to another level. No one to help us. We dragged our bags up the stairs and to the front desk to check in, and still no one to help us to get our bags to the room. And when we opened the door to the room, this room was barely bigger than the bed. Hardly any room to walk around. And I learned that it was their smallest, they call it a mini queen room, that they have. And it usually goes for $129. but because they knew that this was a premier weekend in New Orleans, they upped that rate to a rape rate of $429. And the electricity didn't work in half of the room, with no outlets for our cell phone chargers. Well, we just dropped our stuff and headed out for some fun in the French Quarter. And when we left, there was a room service tray in the hall. In front of the door, in front of the room, just a couple doors down. And it was still there when we got back to the room around 11 p.m. And the next morning, we headed to the dining room. The room service tray was still in the hall. There was no one to seat us at the dining room. We just went and sat down at a table, and we were completely ignored. No one brought us coffee. No one gave us a menu. Finally, a woman showed up that looked somewhat frazzled and frayed, and I went over to her and said, "We would like to have a menu and some coffee, please." And she said, "Oh, okay," in her most disgusted voice, and still nothing happened. So I finally just went back to the back of the dining room and caught a server and asked for some coffee, which he did bring to us. And we went ahead and went to the buffet, but the food was old and cold and in some cases totally unstocked, no butter, no jelly left. And when we got back to our room to pack and get ready to go to the ship, the room service tray was still in the hall. Well, when I got back from the cruise, I got an email from the Omni thanking us for staying with them and asking me to give them a report of our stay and fill out their questionnaire. Well, I had been thinking about writing them a letter to let them know how far below the standards I was used to by staying at the Hilton, and so this gave me my chance to let them know, so I let them have it. Well, surprisingly, I got an immediate response to my email, and they credited my account $200. And they said they would mail me a certificate for another free night stay at an Omni. And I felt like they had made an effort to redeem themselves, so I wrote them back and thanked them. Well, then the certificate arrived through the mail. It had been printed on some kind of a repeating print machine, and it had been double printed and was all smudged. And it was also signed by a machine. There was just nothing personal about it. And the free night stay was not at an Omni. It was at the Omni New Orleans, where I probably will never go again. So I just sent it back to them, pointing out that this certificate was just another nail in the coffin of an organization that is careless, impersonal, and sloppy with no standard of perfection. And I explained that I run my business with a standard of perfection that makes my bride be the most important person in all the world. And every teeny tiny detail of her wishes and desires are met by me and my staff with our undivided attentions and desire to serve her so that everything is perfect for her. And I could not feel this desire for perfection in their philosophy at all. And I asked them to exchange the free night stay at the Omni in New Orleans for a robe. Because I do have to say, the only thing about my stay at the Omni that was good was the robe, because it was great. Well, I never heard anything more back from them. And I have been needing a new robe for a long time. So I went to Penney's and Nordstrom's and Macy's to look for one. I just couldn't find exactly what I wanted. And now, are you ready for the best part? Today, I went to my mailbox to get my mail. And there was a big box for me. And it was from one of my photographers who works for me, doing the weddings, because I have a very popular beach package that includes the location, the decorations, the wedding ceremony, a live musician, and 2 hours of photography under $1,500. So I booked the photographer for the bride. And this photographer, Deanna, is always my number one choice because she's the best. And she always gives me a lovely present at Christmas in appreciation for all the business I provide for her during the year. And I opened the box,
and there was a robe. It was a soft, light blue. Yummy, velvety, soft. Big and roomy. Plenty big enough for me to fully envelop myself in all of its luxuriousness and warmth and blue velvety softness. It has big pockets and it's long enough. Wow! Thank you, universe. Thank you, Deanna. Now, I haven't talked to Deanna outside of business since I got back from the cruise. She had no idea I was looking for a robe, or that I had asked the Omni to send me a robe. She just followed her heart and was led to send me the very thing I had been waiting and desiring and needing, and she picked out exactly what I wanted. And one last thing. This morning I sent a text to my grandson and asked him when he was leaving to go home for Christmas vacation. And he texted back, "I am literally boarding the plane as we speak." So, this is what life in the flow is all about. I heard a program this week also on Blog Talk Radio called What the Universe Wants Us to Know Now. And the host said that we had just had a big reboot to the cosmic computer. And there are all these new programs now running, all with new terminology. And it's time for all of us now to learn how to use these new cosmic programs and to learn the new terminology. And all of us are going to begin to live our life that is never going to be normal again. It just keeps getting better.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, much you love me, it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do.
just keeps getting better. And this is Marcianne. I'm going to say aloha now. I love that word aloha. In the Hawaiian language, it means hello, goodbye, and I love you.